This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thinking about the most important issues to you between now and November, what will ultimately get the most attention on this program will come from your guidance on what's on your mind. There was a list of probably 100 last night between the president and the other speakers of the Republican National Convention, and for that matter all week long, which I thought was a great display of America. Pull the politicians out of it for a minute. All who contributed mightily. I mean, I think that Democratic representative from New Jersey, unbelievable, right? How about Sergeant Ann Doran, whose husband was killed? I mean, if you don't become emotional or choke up watching that, I don't know. Check your pulse. I mean, it was one after the other. But we are closing in on, without question, the most important election in our lifetime. America, as we know it, hangs in the balance. Don't forget, Ronald Reagan said very clearly, it's good advice, he warned us, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Freedom, only one generation away from extinction. One generation is not a long time. And when you look what's happening in some of the cities around the country, the anarchy, how the criminals are coddled. And so there's a lot to be concerned about. I want to know what's most important to you. That's going to be one of our top conversations today on the program. And I have a prize. You love it when I have prizes, don't you?
Prizes are good.
I have a prize package, actually. So we'll unveil that. We're going to do a lot of that next hour on the program.
Well, not just a freebie, freebies.
There you go. Exactly
plural.
Right. Exactly right. Say hello to Todd the Radio God Mitchell.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, as well as Kevin Flynn.
Hello.
Daniel's answering the phones when you call. We've got Leah doing our social media today, so follow What's On Your Mind Twitter if you haven't yet. What's On Your Mind Twitter account. We'll... get you everything you need to know. Okay?
How'd the Twins do last night?
Come on.
What?
Better than Joe Biden, dude. They quit.
Oh, that's right. They did too.
Seven teams or whatever. It's ridiculous.
See what the NBA started? Unbelievable.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, that and more coming up on the program. Lynn Helms will also join us. Heads up the Department of the Mineral Resources in North Dakota. The oil industry is in decline. And COVID has been a big part of that. Demand has been a big part of that. It hasn't stopped the North Dakota Land Commission from trying to punitively, while a court settles some things, go after them, which amazes me when we're down to, like, what, 10 rigs? I don't know. We'll find out from Lynn. So stay tuned. More on that as we continue on the program. Right now, I want to welcome to the show Scott Dane. Scott is the executive director of the Associated Contract Loggers and Truckers of Minnesota. And through that position, he works to support the prosperity of Minnesotans working in the logging industry through advocacy. And one way to do that is to speak at the Republican National Convention, which he did and did very well this week. Scott, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. It's good to be back in northern Minnesota.
There you go. So what was the whole experience like for you?
It was an amazing experience, you know, for something from northern Minnesota. It was definitely beyond our comfort zone when the opportunity came up. It was too good of an opportunity to obviously pass up. So I stepped out of my comfort zone, and it was an honor to participate in the RNC, the timber industry of Minnesota, as well as provide a voice for the timber industry across the country.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. We don't have the best cell phone signal from you right now, so I don't know if you can move it a little closer to some cell tower you see off in the distance or something, but that'll hopefully help us hear you just a little bit better. Our listeners are in North and South Dakota, Montana, as well as Western Minnesota. You don't hear a lot about logging on this program, but tell me a little bit about the logging industry in Minnesota. What do we need to know about it?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have cell towers in Northern Minnesota, so that's why we have a bad connection. I'm sorry about that. Is this any better?
It is.
Yeah,
yep,
better
yep,
now.
Yep.
It is.
Okay, great. I'm standing on my roof, so it'll get a little better for you. No,
don't
just
fall.
Kidding. No, the timber industry in Minnesota is a major economic driver in the state of Minnesota. We had actually logged off North Dakota many generations ago.
By logging off, you mean your job is done here?
Yeah, I'm just kidding. You don't have as many trees over there as we have over here.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that, guys.
Log off. Yeah, exactly right.
More serious, yeah. But, no, it's an important economic factor, and especially in rural Minnesota. You know, it's timber, and where I'm at, it's taconite. But over in Park Rapids area, you know, western Minnesota, it's farming and timber. Those are your economic drivers over there. And it's been suffering as well, and this pandemic-induced economic downturn has impacted even more, like all industries, as you mentioned. So, you know, we've been working with the administration from day one. When they came in, we've had multiple meetings with within the executive office of the president to bring our issues forward on a local Minnesota level as well as nationally, and they have been. It's unparalleled, the response from and the open door from the Trump administration and wanting to hear about the problems and address them.
And so what lies in the balance for your industry in November? What is I know that Minnesota has an extreme environmental protest wing that has quite the grip on the on the protest, but obviously that's a state problem. On the federal level, what hangs in the balance of the election from your perspective for your industry?
Well, we're working on a couple things right now, and the COVID pandemic has impacted the timber industry across the nation, and we are working with the Congress, and we have bicameral, bipartisan support for a inclusion of the logging and trucking industry as part of that COVID aid bill. But more importantly, beyond the immediate need for assistance, financial assistance to survive this economic downturn, is the development and expansion of the forest products industry across the country. And we have an opportunity in Minnesota, and as well as other states, to transition into the next phase of the forest products industry using unmerchantable timber, timber that has no market, to make bio-crude from forest-based feedstock. But there's one thing that's been blocking this, and that's the EPA regulatory delay on this. And the White House is fully aware of this, as well as members of Congress, and I think we can get this resolved. So I believe with 4 more years of President Trump in the White House, we'll be able to recover from this pandemic-induced economic downturn that's been impacting the timber industry and begin rebuilding America's timber industry.
I just saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average is within 3.5% of its all-time high in the middle of a pandemic. I mean, that tells you two things. One, that the foundation underneath the economy prior to this was rock solid. And number two, that the right decisions have been made during it. I mean, that's obviously just one indicator, and there's a lot of pain to come, I believe, from COVID, business disruption, and everything else. But that's a pretty good sign, isn't it?
It really is. And this, the Trump administration early on imposed duties on Canadian softwoods because they knew that they had an advantage over U.S. Wood markets. And so they imposed a duty on their timbers coming to the United States. And then they renegotiated NAFTA as well. So right away, they're trying to make things more level, competitive-wise and economically. And that's paid off. We have a mill in Bemidji, Minnesota called Potlatch that makes 2x4s. They are running at full capacity right now because of somewhat because of the Trump administration's duties on Canadian softwoods that were flooding the markets in the United States.
That's incredible. Where's that plant at?
Bemidji, Minnesota.
All right. Yeah, I drive by it all the time on the way to the lake, Mary, Minnesota there. A beautiful part of, a lot of pines, a lot of that. That's an incredible story right there when you think about that at capacity. By the way, are you getting any, nasty grams for your appearance at the Republican National Committee by any trollers online or anything like that? Any worries there?
Well, no. I guess the answer to your question is no. I've gotten calls from all over the country. In fact, this morning I got a call from a logger in Mississippi. Just thanking me for speaking on behalf of the timber industry and bringing their a face to their industry on a national basis. Now, I don't Twitter and I don't do all that stuff. And I really don't care what the negative comments might be because I didn't speak to change their mind. I spoke to educate the nation on the value of the timber industry in the United States. There'll be haters out there, but they're not a concern of mine.
Haters are going to hate. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your story today, and we learned a lot. Scott Dane from the Associated Contract Loggers and Truckers of Minnesota, part of the Republican National Convention speaking.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide to save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
But you better be on time.
We will rock you.
I would have never gotten that out of that. But yeah, was that real? Seriously? Is that a thing?
No, somebody did a mashup on that. Yeah,
that's Shania Twain, who has a birthday today.
Yeah, 54 today.
We're brought to you in part by our friends at Pipers on What's on Your Mind. Pipers is the number one way to get more for your farm machinery. You know, sometimes when it's time for a sale, it's not exactly a happy time. It's the end of an era, right? In a machinery auction. So you want somebody that is going to take a little bit of that pain away by getting you, you know, a nice bit of addition to the retirement plan there at the end of the year. And that's what they do. Their equipment auctions consistently bring more dollars. And, of course, they have the online machinery auctions. They have Western Dakota equipment auctions in Bowman. They have the Auction Center of North America in Steele. And they're headed on location as well. In fact, they'll be in Bison, South Dakota. Bison, South Dakota. Come on up here at the end of September. Better Farm Machinery Auction. And a few others as well. Let me check out the land auctions for you. You can find all this at Pipers.com. Pipers.com. Got an auction going on in Montana. Lewis and Clark County, Montana. It's the Buffalo Ranch. That's for sale. Road to the Buffalo Ranch. 3,000 plus acres. Oof.
That sounds like fun.
Doesn't it, though? I know.
I'm
Mille Lacs County, an online auction coming up. Beautiful, beautiful part of Minnesota. That's September 9th. Ramsey County, North Dakota, about 1,000, almost 1,100 acres. Seven parcels around Lawton, North Dakota. And check that out. It's the 10th of September. Some commercial property in Lake Park, Minnesota.
By the way, that one in Vergas, the resort that they're auctioning, there's two collector Corvettes, a 59 and a 60.
Mm-mm-mm.
Collector Corvettes.
Yeah.
Saying.
Yeah. Nice.
They do it all.
Wow. Pretty incredible. Anyway, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number for you to weigh in today on the program. Call Pipers, by the way. Should give you their number, 877-700-4099, or go to Pipers.com. Do you know they're selling the former Lake Park Public School?
I did. You know what? I did see that.
A big,
I was looking
at
their website. I was looking at those vets in Vergas.
Yeah. Nine city lots on the north of the school building. Six lots on the east side, and obviously the school as well. So check that out at Pipers.com for more. Okay, Patrick Lynch is the president of the Police Benevolent Association in New York City. And I don't know about you, but when you think of cops, I think of New York City because, you know, it's constantly under attack. It's 9/11. It's, you know, they're just, I mean, incredible. And yet, the treatment they've gotten from their mayor, and this we see play out in city after city after city, Minneapolis trying to defund them now. So there's a big target on the backs of police. And the Democratic Party owns this. They absolutely own it. I mean, they talk about this kid in Kenosha, Wisconsin. I guess he's not a kid. But look, he's a criminal. All right? He's a criminal.
Yeah. Doing criminal stuff.
And he has a knife in his car.
Oh, no, it was in his hand. They've proven that now.
He's resisting arrest, okay? Resisting arrest, and he ends up in a confrontation. Now, none of this happens if he doesn't decide to go into this place, leave his car with his three kids in it, go in there and do that, okay? Whatever. Does he deserve to die? Nobody deserves to die, but when you resist arrest, there are consequences, and there's potential you're going to be shot, and if they know you have a knife and you're reaching for a knife, things are going to happen. But he's the hero to the Democrats right now.
Wow.
He's the hero.
He's the hero to Major League Sports.
Yeah. They're walking off.
Well, yeah. Go ahead and make that your hero. Make that the point which you're trying to show everybody you should vote for us because here's our hero. And Trump will walk right into another term easily.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt, but I just think that's a byproduct of stupidity. I don't think that's necessarily.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Joe Biden's trying to say, yeah, well, Trump's using this now. No. He's pointing out a fact of how you people treat cops compared to how you treat criminals. Now, I am of the belief that everybody on this earth is made in the image and likeness of God. No matter what you've done, you're a criminal. Okay, you're still one of God's children. He doesn't want you to die, okay? But he gives you free will. And if you do things with your free will that cause you to be harmed by someone that day in and day out goes out into the storm and faces danger and has to make split-second decisions, who are you going to side with there? We found out from the Democrats who they're going to side with. Unbelievable. Play me what Patrick Lynch said last night. Powerful stuff.
I'm Pat Lynch, president of the Police Benevolence Association, speaking to you on behalf of 50,000 active and retired New York City police officers. We are the proud men and women who wear a shield on our chest and put ourselves in harm's way to protect our city. We are proud to endorse our president, Donald J. Trump, for re-election because the stakes have never been higher. Like cops across the country, we are staring down the barrel of a public safety disaster. More than 1,000 people have been shot in New York City so far this year. Almost 300 have been killed. These are not just numbers. These are real people. A father gunned down while holding his 7-year-old daughter's hand. A beloved neighborhood peacemaker killed by a stray bullet. A 17-year-old who made all the right choices, who worked hard to go to college and earned a sports scholarship, murdered before he can tell his mother the news. A 1-year-old child shot dead in his stroller. Innocent people, innocent lives lost. One tragedy is too many, but every day the number keeps growing. And every day our communities are asking us, why is this happening? The answer is simple. The Democrats have walked away from us. They have walked away from police officers, and they've walked away from the innocent people we protect. Democratic politicians have surrendered our streets and our institutions. The loudest voices have taken control, and our so-called leaders are scrambling to catch up with them. In city after city, they've slashed police budgets. They have hijacked and dismantled the criminal justice system. They've passed laws that made it impossible for police officers to do our job effectively. Here's the sad truth that every cop in this country knows. The violence and chaos we're seeing now isn't a side effect. It isn't an unintended consequence. It's actually the goal.
It's actually the left.
The goal doesn't really want better policing. They don't really care about making the justice system fairer.
I agree. Pause that there, because we're going to pick that up when we come back here and continue throughout the morning. But that's powerful stuff, folks. That is powerful stuff from the police. Trevor and Bismarck, let's get you in here quick. What's on your mind?
I was just calling to let you know, let everybody know, that boat parade was such a good time here in Bismarck that on Sunday, September 6th, we're doing another one on Lake Sakakawea.
I love it. Can folks find out more about that? Do you have a Facebook invite out there for folks?
On Facebook, just go to 2020 Boat Parade, and you can pull up to the Lake Sakakawea site.
2020 Boat Parade, September 6th. Lake Sakakawea.
You spend your hard-earned money. It's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's August 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. 1,100 acres in Ramsey, 1,200 acres in McLean, 1,500 acres in Burley, 48 acres in Walsh, agricultural development land in Bismarck and Mandan, and 160 acres in Marshall County, Minnesota. And exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Tolna, Steele, and Lincoln, North Dakota, and Baker and Dagmar, Montana. See all of these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump hauling off on Democrats as he accepted the Republican presidential nomination at the White House last evening.
At no time before have voters faced a clearer choice between two parties, two visions, two philosophies, or two agendas. This election will decide whether we save the American dream or whether we allow a socialist agenda to demolish our cherished destiny.
What had been Category 4 Hurricane Laura is now a tropical depression with winds of just 35 miles an hour. But it's left a mess in Louisiana, where at least six people were killed and a lot of homes and businesses destroyed. The storm is now affecting Tennessee and Alabama and Georgia with very heavy rains and still somewhat gusty winds. And this is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Friday, that means it's as good a day as any to have a little lunch at PetraServe USA. Not just lunch, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine at the Valley City location today. Two Sloppy Joes and chips at Harwood. I love that one. Off I-29, barbecue chicken sandwich at 12th Avenue Fargo location, chicken tenders at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Always home cooking, always grab-and-go convenience. And remember, you own PetraServe USA. That's right. It's a co-op. You own it. You take the time to fill out the little form they have at the counter for you there. You'll get yourself a little check every now and then. Isn't that nice? Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 today. Another great special at PetraServe USA. And don't forget, 4 for $4 pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce drink. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at PetraServe USA. Lynn Helms is here. Lynn is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota. Welcome back, Lynn. How are you?
I'm well, Scott. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity to get on here and answer questions and visit with your listeners.
Always appreciate getting an update on how we're doing month to month from you and looking ahead a little bit. I have a little pit in my stomach because I think I know the answer to how bad things are getting. And that, I guess, is probably in rig counts and actual oil production. And this is obviously a very challenging time that we all knew was going to be part of this pandemic until demand came back and the price came back. But I'll start there, Lynn. How bad is it?
Well, it's pretty serious, Scott. You're exactly right. But August was a bottom bouncer. We did actually pick up about 30,000 barrels a day. That still kept us below 900,000 a day, though, and you know, that's territory we haven't seen in 10 years. So you know, that little uptick followed a 15% drop and then a 30% drop, which represented the bottom. We hit bottom in the June production, or in the May production, I should say. And June came up a little bit, but things are looking much more positive as we saw West Texas creep above $40 a barrel. Operators started to put wells back on. And so we think that 7,500 shut-in number has declined to less than 2,000. And that massive amount of production that was shut in, which was 400,000 barrels a day, that's dropped down to about 150,000. So we're pushing 1.3 million, getting pretty close to 1.3 million again in terms of production. So that's the good news, is that the prices are high enough for those wells to start coming back on. The program, the CARES Act program, is really in progress. We've plugged 26 wells already. We got 14 crews out there plugging wells today, 700 people working that were not working 2-3 weeks ago.
And I should stop you there just so you can explain to folks what that's all about. This was something that didn't get a lot of news coverage, but it is, I think, a brilliant idea of taking some of the funds that were coronavirus related that came back to the states to say, use this for what's best for your state. And this was basically a jobs program. This was taking people that that were out of work and put them to work in tackling a problem that's just been a pain for many, many years, right?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So when CARES Act or when COVID hit and the pandemic hit, we had a whole bunch of abandoned wells that all of a sudden became orphaned because there was no money to plug those wells or put them on production or do anything with them. So they became orphan wells. This was an opportunity to take CARES Act money and use it largely, one of the purposes was to put people to work, to support small town economies in North Dakota. And so that's what we've done. We're going to release another batch of wells to be plugged next week. And that number should push our plugging workers up to about 1,000. And we've released the reclaim bids. That's going to start next week. And that looks like now it's going to be another 1,500 people. So by the end of next week, there should be 2,500 small-town North Dakotans gainfully employed that were not in the bottom of this terrible pandemic situation and the economics that came about from oil demand destruction.
That is an incredible story. It really is. And again, explain the wells that they're plugging. Why do those wells need plugging?
Oh, great question, Scott. So these are wells that date all the way back to the 1980s oil boom and earlier. They're anywhere from 70 to 50 years old. And they've been idle for years they've been idle for several years, and they produce very, very little oil. And because they were drilled back then, most of them, before there were any plugging and reclamation and bonding requirements in place, there's no money there to plug them. So this is a perfect application of cleaning up about a 400 orphan well problem that dropped in our lap because of the pandemic. On top of that, we're going to return a couple thousand acres of farmland to productive farming. And so we're really excited about this program. It's going to pay benefits like you can't believe to small town North Dakota.
No, and to devise a program that employs 2,500 people that would be unemployed and potentially leave the state, making it more challenging to hire people as the production comes back. I mean, there's just a myriad of wins in this that's really great. So it's good to hear, and I'm so glad that it all came together the way it did, and that the Industrial Commission said, yeah, that makes some sense. I like that idea, and the legislature and everybody else that went along with it. It's good news.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the current activity and what it means for the future. We only have 11 drilling rigs running right now, and they can only drill 20 to 25 wells a month. That is not enough to sustain or grow production. We need 35 to 40 drilling rigs if we want to sustain production, and we need 55 to 60 drilling rigs if we want to grow production. So at the other end of this return to production increase that we're seeing is a decline because we're not replacing enough wells. And we've only got 5 frac crews out there running this week. We only had 3 the week before, and that's down from 25. We need 15 to 20 frac crews if we want to sustain production, and we need that 25 to 30 if we want to grow it. So there is going to be another blip here as a result of underinvestment and lack of cash flow. And the prices don't look like they're going to be high enough to trigger frac crews until probably this time next year, and probably not high enough to trigger drilling rigs coming back until the following year this time. So we're building a problem right now due to lack of investment and, lack of activity, lack of cash flow. But industry will work through this. They'll keep that production above 1 million barrels a day. And there'll be a point a couple years out, Scott, where we'll be back in growth mode.
So, yeah, I was going to ask you, lack of activity, the cash flow not there, what brings that back? I see the WTI touched 43.50 today and, you know, continues to sort of make some slow progress up. But, you know, this isn't going to happen in 2020. This isn't going to get back to where we were in 2021. We're looking at a 2022 recovery. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yeah, so we think, you know, we've got a good inventory of uncompleted wells because we only had one or two frac crews operating for several months here. We've got about 900 wells that have been drilled and have not been completed yet. So when we get close to that $50 WTI number, we'll see frac crews back in the field and they'll start tackling those 900 wells. That's really going to help immensely. And we think a year later that we're going to be at a price point where the drilling rigs start to come back. And then we can really truly begin to grow production again. But by this time next year, we should have the frac crews in the field we need to sustain production and keep it flat.
Yeah, so this is obviously something that impacts so much. That's what I really want people to understand. Obviously, there's impacts in the industry with the employment and the ripple effect in these communities. But I mean, this has been the number one benevolent payer of schools, of roads, of water projects, of everything else. So when oil's down, everything's down in the way of economic impact.
Yeah, so this is going to ripple through Operation Prairie Dog, and it's going to ripple through the resource fund that pays for water projects. And so a lot of things are going to end up being slowed and postponed because oil pays so many of the bills for the state. And, it doesn't pay a huge amount of the general fund. The legislature was wise enough to protect the general fund from that. But it pays for all those other things, all that infrastructure and water projects and the school trust fund and all of that. So those buckets are going to struggle.
Is there anything that North Dakota could do to be innovative and say, hey, let's get one on Texas and Oklahoma and Pennsylvania and everywhere else and say, we're going to do this so that the return on investment is better here? Anything we could do that would be a bridge to the new normal?
Well, I think the really key project that we're working on is we're still looking at attracting a petrochemical industry into north central North Dakota. That would build a bridge to the rest of the world, and we would be doing value added here. It would relieve all those anxieties about our transportation differential and the delays and difficulty of getting our commodity to market. It would no longer be a commodity. It would be a value-added product that had a very definite market. And so even through this downturn, we have not lost sight of the fact that that is a key bridge to North Dakota's future so that, when we're done with the COVID pandemic and we look 40, 50 years of oil industry out, we've got those key pieces in place to add value to our commodity, not just produce and ship and sell a commodity.
Always appreciate your time, Lynn. Busy guy, I know, and a great overview of where we're at, so thanks so much. We appreciate it.
You bet, and we should see much better numbers next month. We'll have some great information to share.
All right. I want to smile next month. Look forward to it.
All right.
We'll keep that oil price moving up, too, as well. Thank you. Lynn Helms from the Department of Mineral Resources. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it. Brought to you in part today by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota, the oil capital of North Dakota. Did you know that? TiogaND.org. Check them out for a different point of view. TiogaND.org. Great local education. Great technologies taught in the schools there, preparing students for success into the 21st century in Tioga.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull is 16 ounces, 3 for $7.50. Jack Legs, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5 liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. But around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, causing structural damage. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, can help. Learn more at ramjacknorth.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kind of What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Action Movers. Do you know you can get a moving estimate now from Action Movers? Very easy. They offer virtual moving quotes. So you meet with one of the relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, office, employees, across town, across the country, they can help you every step of the way. These are the professionals that have been at this since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned. Don't go with an independent. You need a pro that has the backing of United, has the backing of Mayflower. They make moving easy. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit them online at actionmovers.com. All right, Fred and Wing is next. Other calls welcome at 800-228-0550. I want to play Ann Dorn from last night. She is the widow of a retired St. Louis police officer who's just one of those great cop stories. You know, I mean, that everybody loves the guy, and so he retires, and he still kind of keeps tabs on everybody that he knew on his beat, and had a friend that had a pawn shop, and so he helped him with security. St. Louis. Here's the story from his widow.
It was a violent night in St. Louis. Four officers were shot. Others were hit with rocks and fireworks. At least five businesses were damaged, looted, or set on fire. As the officer wellness coordinator and CIT coordinator with the police department, I was keenly aware of their rioting and spent the evening getting ready to mobilize support for officers who were impacted. After I'd gone to bed, David received a call from Lee's Alarm Company. The front door of the pawn shop had been breached. This time he didn't wake me up to tell me. He probably knew I would have tried to stop it or insist on going with him. As I slept, looters were ransacking the shop. They shot and killed David in cold blood. And then live streamed his execution and his last moments on earth. David's grandson was watching the video on Facebook in real time, not realizing he was watching his own grandfather dying on the sidewalk. I learned of all this around 4 a.m. when our doorbell rang. The chief of police was standing outside. I wondered why Dave had not answered the door. It wasn't uncommon for him to be up watching TV at this time. I called out to him several times. There was no reply. He just wasn't there. I let in the chief, and fighting back tears, he uttered the words every officer's spouse dreads. I relive that horror in my mind every single day. My hope is that having you relive it with me now will help shake this country from this nightmare we're witnessing in our cities and bring about positive, peaceful change. How do we get to this point where so many young people are callous and indifferent towards human life? This isn't a video game where you can commit mayhem and then just hit reset and bring all the characters back to life. Dave is never, never coming back to me. He was murdered by people who didn't know and just didn't care. He would have done anything to help them. Violence and destruction are not legitimate forms of protest. They do not safeguard black lives. They only destroy them. President Trump understands this, has offered federal help to restore order in our communities. In a time when police departments are short on resources and manpower, we need that help. We should accept that help. We must heal before we can affect change. But we cannot heal amid devastation and chaos. President Trump knows we need more Davids in our communities, not fewer.
Wow. Isn't that something? If you don't watch that, and if you watched it last night, you get a bonus of having it again today because it's that good, that heartfelt. If you didn't, I thought you'd enjoy hearing it. It's a powerful message. There's no doubt about it. Fred and Wing, what's on your mind, sir?
Wow, Scott, what a show you got today. Good job. I tell you what, those people heard that last night. The whole country heard what she said, and they heard what other people said, and yet immediately afterwards, there was protesting going on, and then Rand Paul, he's getting almost his life threatened. And he said something that really, really caught to me last night. He said, "You idiots, I'm working on the very bill you're yelling at me about. The knock-knock bill where you got to knock first before you go into somebody's house, the police." And they were after him for that knock-knock bill. He says, you idiots, I'm the one that sponsored it.
Nobody ever.
That's what Rand Paul said, yeah. And he just barely got away with his life, and they were after him. Now, that brought up a Bible verse in Isaiah. I mean, in Jeremiah, excuse me. Jeremiah was in the same shoes. He says, I went before God, and I tried to help you people, and now you have come after me so bad that I don't care if God does bring his judgment upon you.
Hang on, Fred. If you have more to say, we'll do it after the break and continue this conversation. On
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.